Chapter 9. Earth is losing its future. So if all the bricks belong to Vanessa, said Amy, we have to go back to the bank.
You and I can't go there, said the doctor. The Mr. Symingtons and Mr. Blenkinsops will still be looking for us. But Andrew can discover what's going on in Vanessa Lang Randall's office while we find Nadia Montgomery. I want to look at her watch again.
When Amy and the doctor found Nadia on a street near the bank, she was talking to herself and she did not know who they were. They gave her hot chocolate and cheese sandwiches and tried to explain who they were, but Nadia was too old and confused to understand. The doctor looked at Nadia's watch. It made sparks sometimes, and sometimes it moved so quickly that it seemed to almost disappear for a moment. He took out the sonic screwdriver and did something to the watch.
Are you trying to fix it, Doctor? Asked Amy.
No, I don't want to fix it, he said. I want it to do something for us. All those Mr. Symingtons and Mr. Blenkinsops are the same alien, right? Some came later and some came earlier, but they all share memories. They all know they can ignore Nadia's watch because it's broken. If we can get her watch to work like an umbrella, we can stay under it, and they'll ignore us too.
Black smoke came out of Nadia's watch, and she quickly became younger and then older again. The lines on her face disappeared and then appeared again, and her hair grew thicker and then thin. Then, suddenly, there was an orange line around all three of them. It was like a big umbrella made of orange light.
I've done it, said the doctor.
Andrew walked towards Samira's office. She was working at her computer, but she was also at the end of the hall carrying some paperwork.
Why did I not notice before that she was in several places at the same time? He thought.
Lots of people in the bank were doing it too. Andrew had thought that he was the only one who had too much work to do. But as he looked, he realised that half the people in the bank were wearing the watches. When Andrew walked into Samira's office, she said,
You missed the meeting. Don't worry, I did your presentation for you.
How much time did you have to borrow to do that? Said Andrew.
Samira looked at him strangely, and he knew that she was wondering how much he knew.
I only borrowed what I can pay back, she answered finally.
Oh, really? Said Andrew. Do you know about the compound interest?
Yes, I do, she said. I've tried to be careful.
Andrew showed Samira how to get her watch to tell her what she owed. It said, borrowed time total, 5 days, 5 hours. Interest terms, 5 minutes per hour per hour. Total time owed, 35 years.
Oh no, she cried. How did that happen? I thought that I was being careful.
You've been more careful than me, said Andrew. I owe 55,000 years. If I pay it back, I'll die, like Brian Adelman.
He told her about Brian touching his watch before falling down dead. Then he showed her his brick. Before now, Samira had always seemed like his enemy, but now he felt sorry for her.
I always tried to pay it back after a few hours, she said. I knew that the interest would be a problem if I didn't pay it quickly, but I've been so busy and...
Andrew nodded.
There were so many meetings where I felt like you were more prepared than me.
But I wasn't, Samira said. Sometimes I had to leave to go and borrow the time so I could come back prepared.
I did the same thing, said Andrew.
Samira nodded sadly and stared through her office window at the glass atrium sculpture.
We did this to each other, she said. And now we've got to fix it before more people die.
Amy held Nadia's hand. Nadia was about 60 years old now, and she was getting older. The only way to stop this is to take that watch off her wrist, said the doctor.
I could get older and younger too, couldn't I, doctor? Amy asked in a worried voice. Now that my watch is broken like Nadia's.
Maybe, the doctor said. But I think we have something worse to worry about. Show me your camera again. Amy pulled the special Lucky Holiday camera out of her pocket. A message on it said, please recharge. It should have infinite battery life, he said.
That's what they told me in the shop when I bought it, said Amy.
The doctor took out the bag he had taken from the storage room. It had a magazine article and some batteries inside.
It's a time bag, he said.
The bag stops time affecting the things inside it. Imagine I put you in this bag, closed it, and then went into the past and murdered your grandfather. You'd be okay if you stayed in the bag. If I opened the bag, you would disappear like you never existed. While the magazine article is in the bag, changes in time can't affect it. When we take it out, it will probably change. Amy looked at the article inside the bag. It was written in the year 5013 about the inventor of the cosmic radiation battery, like the one in Amy's camera. Henrietta Nwokolo, the article said, had invented the battery at Aberdeen University. The article also said that people in Japan and Australia had invented cosmic radiation batteries too, but their batteries often needed recharging. Under the article was an advertisement for Amy's special Lucky Holiday camera, with its cosmic radiation battery that never needed recharging. Let's see, said the doctor. What's going to happen if we take the article out of the bag? Amy opened the bag and she immediately saw the words on the article change. It was still about the inventor of the battery, but now the inventor was Kiyomi Yamamoto at Tokyo University. And it said the technology was important, but it was not perfect because the battery often needed recharging. The doctor gave her the batteries from the time bag.
These will recharge your camera, he said, but maybe not for long, so be careful when you use them.
Amy nodded and put the batteries into the special Lucky Holiday camera. She stared at the magazine.
But why did the article change, doctor?
It means, he said, that the future is changing. The people who made your camera's technology will never be born because their parents will never be born. Their time was stolen from them. Earth is losing its future. The more time the aliens take from people, the more they can move around in time. Then they can go really far back into the past and steal time from even more people. They'll take all the time that Earth ever had until Earth stops existing.